I'm not trying to let the cat out of the bag, but I have to tell you, I am dog tired. Now, I'm going to guess that you're going to want to know why, but keep in mind, curiosity killed the cat. Yup, today is all about cats and dogs. Let's discuss.
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. And this is Happy English Podcast, episode 715, Cats and Dogs. For today's English lesson, let's have a look at idioms that deal with cats and dogs. Being a dog person myself, I'm not exactly sure why we always put cats first when we talk about cats and dogs, but hey, that's English. I really love helping you learn idioms because they do tend to make your English conversation and writing more colorful and more natural sounding.
Next, listen to a conversation between two friends at a coffee shop. See if you can catch all of the cat and dog idioms.
Hey, Jenny, how's it going?
Hey, Karen. Well, to be honest, I'm dog tired. They've had me working overtime every day this week.
Oh, that stinks. You've got such a stressful job. You look like a cat on a hot tin roof.
You can say that again. And ever since the company announced the merger, everyone has been on edge. Who knows what's going to happen next, you know? Everyone's competing.
Yeah, I get that. Especially the way the economy is going these days. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. I've been working like a dog, too. I can't wait for the weekend.
Speaking of which, I'm so glad nobody let the cat out of the bag about our surprise party for Tom.
It's going to be a great party, and I'm sure he's going to be so surprised. And you know, he's been acting so curious about his birthday, too. You know what they say? Curiosity killed the cat.
Too funny. Let's hope him and Sarah keep things chill. You know how they fight like cats and dogs sometimes.
Yeah, we don't want any drama for sure. They've been together for a dog's age, but they still argue like crazy.
I guess they just don't know how to let sleeping dogs lie.
Totally.
And now, let's take a look at these cat and dog idioms. When you are dog tired, you are both physically and mentally exhausted from doing something. Here are some examples. After a long day at work, I'm dog tired. I think I'll just go home and veg on the sofa. I was so dog tired last night that I fell asleep as soon as my head hit the pillow. The kids were dog tired after their soccer game and fell asleep on the way home. Can you imagine how a cat would feel if it were walking on a hot roof in the summertime? And what if that roof were made of metal, like tin? Probably, the cat would be very anxious or nervous. Well, when you feel like a cat on a hot tin roof, you are feeling extremely agitated or nervous. Keep in mind, this is a little bit of an old-fashioned sounding idiom. You might not hear it in conversations these days, but there's probably a good chance that you're going to hear this idiom in old movies or in music. Here are some examples. I can't sit still. I'm so worried about the presentation tomorrow. I feel like a cat on a hot tin roof. Kenny is like a cat on a hot tin roof about his performance review with the boss. Waiting for the client's answer about the contract is making me feel like a cat on a hot tin roof. Next, when a dog gets together with another dog, they could be quite competitive or even aggressive toward each other, especially if there is food around. With that image in mind, we have the phrase dog eat dog or a dog eat dog world, which means a very competitive situation. For example, the business world, especially in finance, tends to be quite dog eat dog. It's usually rather dog eat dog in the world of politics. At the college graduation speech, the head of the law department reminded the graduates that it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, so they have to be willing to do whatever it takes to get ahead. Next, we have to let sleeping dogs lie, which means to not disturb a situation or not to bring attention to something bad that happened. Here are some examples. Don't remind the boss about the trouble you had with that client last month. Just let sleeping dogs lie and don't bring it up. Let's try to let sleeping dogs lie and move on from the incident. I wouldn't ask Jen about her ex-boyfriend if I were you. Just let sleeping dogs lie. It's pretty well known that cats and dogs generally don't get along with each other. With this in mind, when people argue or fight constantly, we can say that they fight like cats and dogs. Here are some examples. I don't know how they work together. They always seem to fight like cats and dogs. The boss and his assistant are often fighting like cats and dogs. When we were younger, my sister and I always fought like cats and dogs. The last one is a dog's age. 1 year for a dog is like 6 or 7 years for a human. So a dog's age is a very long time. We usually use a dog's age when we talk about something we haven't done in a long time. For example, I haven't seen my old college roommate in a dog's age. I haven't eaten at that restaurant in a dog's age. It feels like it's been a dog's age since I last went on vacation. Keep in mind, the best way to remember this and any other word or phrase in English is to take that word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. By the way, can you imagine getting the chance to practice this kind of English with me directly? You can get more practice using your English when you join my podcast learners study group. There, you can make new international friends, join us for live group coaching every week where we practice these podcast lessons together. Plus, you get access to the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. And on top of that, each episode has exercises where you can practice this English point with speaking and writing checked by me. To learn more or to see some of the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 715. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English, get happy, Happy English.